Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey everyone, this is Andrea Aswahi.
And Yasmeen Ammer. We know it's Friday, which isn't our usual Kind World Day, but this isn't one of our usual episodes.
So this season, we're going to be trying something new. For the last few months, we've been collecting your voicemails, telling us about acts of kindness in your lives, and we have received so many voicemails. So keep them coming, by the way. We're at 617-353-6350.
So as you know, part of our mission here at Kind World is to highlight the good that happens all around us every single day, regardless of how scary and hopeless it can seem out there. We want to build a community of listeners who see just how powerful kindness and compassion can be, and we want you to be a part of it.
So each Friday this season, we're going to share with you a mini story of kindness from our listeners that's straight from our voicemail box to your podcast feed. That way, you can start your weekend off right.
And with that, here's Mallory Van Fossen in Baltimore, Maryland.
I was in a car accident about a year ago. I was hit while I was going through an intersection. Someone ran a stop sign and hit the back passenger side of my car, and I went spinning around in the intersection. And when I finally stopped the car, I was having a panic attack, and I wasn't really, I didn't know what was going on. I wasn't really processing, but I knew that I like was hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. So I was just sitting in my car, like clutching the steering wheel. And a man came up to my window who had seen the whole thing happen. And he crouched down and looked in the window, and he's like, "Honey, you're going to be okay. Take a deep breath. You're going to be okay." And I looked at him, and I was still holding the steering wheel, and I couldn't respond. I couldn't speak. I couldn't, even like acknowledge that I knew he was there, but I could make eye contact with him. And he was just talking me through it. And he's like, "Just breathe, just breathe, just breathe." And through that, just through him talking to me, I was able to calm myself down. And it took quite a while for me to do that because I was obviously completely shocked that I wasn't hurt much more than I was, because it ended up totaling my car. But anyway, so the individual, I don't know who he was. By the time I was able to get out of my car and I looked around, looked at the damage, he was just gone. But it was the difference between sitting there alone and in a panic and having a human being through the panel of glass next to me, able to look through and say, "You're going to be okay." And that meant the world to me.
Mallory, thank you so much for sharing your moment of kindness with us. And we'd love to hear your story. Tell us by calling 617-353-6350 and leave us a message. That's 617-353-6350.
We'll be back with a new episode of Kind World on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.